Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day, and I will see that person face-to-face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well-supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
Mike Jansen, that is a weatherman voice right there.
You better believe it.
Happy to do it. Happy to do it, guys. Have yourself a great one.
Is weatherman offensive, or are you okay with that? Should we say meteorologist?
It doesn't.
You have the voice for it, man. I'm complimenting you. You have the voice for it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It's
happened before, weatherman. You know it.
First of all, I'm not a weatherman. I'm a meteorologist. I'd appreciate a little bit of respect.
Excuse me,
Doc.
Can you guys just calm down?
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love talking to Jason Leisure and did a great job sitting in for Spiegs last week as we were sitting here trying to figure out if Spiegs was indeed going to sing the national anthem. We had to call Mike Jansen to help us out, and he kind of told us, no, not tonight. And then the rains came.
Yeah, I should have told me.
And they didn't stop for about 12 hours.
It was ridiculous. They said, you guys knew? Jason Leisure, you knew the whole time while I was living and dying with the possibility out there?
I didn't know that we hadn't communicated that to you. And I wanted Lawrence and me to treat, I wanted the show to treat this like the way the Weather Channel covers hurricanes. Because I thought it was that level of importance for this audience.
That's kind of you. I'm picturing, your weather person out there while the winds are whipping around.
Jim Cantore, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
You'd be out
Jim
there.
Jim Cantore. And there's always the cameraman, whether he needs to or not, wiping off the lens of it, of his camera, to kind of, play up the drive so he can see.
Yeah, it feels like an anachronism from another time, doesn't it? Sending field reporters out there.
It's a really bad idea.
It does seem unnecessary. I used to be glued to that because I lived in South Florida. So, a lot of times in Miami, we would go to Gainesville because that's where we had lived previously and had friends. And
it's kind of landlocked. So
nothing bad ever happens to Gainesville, Florida, thankfully. So we would go up there and then we'd sit at our friend's house for 3 days just watching the Weather Channel the whole time.
That's not fun.
Younger brother, it's interesting you played the weatherman meteorologist part of that conversation with Jansen, because my younger brother had always, his dream job was to be a weatherman. Until my dad explained to him that it's actually a meteorologist. That you don't just get up there and just read the prompter and, they tell you that it's going to be sunny or cloudy or it's going to snow tomorrow. That you have to do all the science and get an advanced degree for that. And then he was out.
Have I ever told you about my dream of having the career arc? There's a weathercaster in the Caribbean, and he wears a Hawaiian, or he did, I think he's retired now. He wears a Hawaiian shirt and he has a stuffed parrot.
Oh, I've seen that guy.
And I'm like, that's how you end your career. That like, oh, where are you doing weather out of? Oh, I'm out of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just do that. I'll come in, I'll do weather for the entire Caribbean. And I'll just hang out and I'll wear this shirt. And I'll have this stuffed parrot on my shoulder. It'll be a bit. And I'll make all this money and I'll be living in Puerto Rico.
I have never heard of this person that you're describing, nor did I know it was one of your career ambitions. Is the stuffed parrot, is it a ventriloquism act, or does it just sit there?
It just sits there.
Okay.
It just sits there. I gotta find his name.
I remember his name.
It's Joey Stevens.
Yes, no, Joey Stevens.
I thought it was Matt Eberflus. I thought that's who it was.
Stinger. Uh-huh.
Bob the parrot is the name of the parrot.
Bob, what's up? Hey, Bob.
Well, the parrot's got to be involved somehow, then.
It's just Speaks. Look at my screen.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. This is what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
This right here is what it's about. Being Joey Stevens and doing weather in the Caribbean with a stuffed parrot.
You can dream.
This is the end. That's where your career should end.
I thought it's Montreal. Thought it's Montreal for you.
Yeah, you go to Montreal in the spring, and then you go and you do weather in the Caribbean in the winter.
Montreal and Puerto Rican snowbird life.
I feel like that would be a perfect life.
Your plans for after this are so scattered, man. You have yourself living in 365 places one day a year. After this is over.
It's really only three
places.
We
need to streamline a little.
All right. I mean, I can streamline it down to Chicago, Phoenix, and Montreal. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And Denver and Colorado and the Caribbean.
I'm definitely not living in Denver.
Not Denver, but outside Denver.
I can visit Colorado Springs when I'm in Phoenix.
He only loves it for the airport, Jason.
I hate that airport.
I know you do.
It is awful. You see the little, are they prairie dogs, I think? You see them out on the grounds around it when you're driving in. That part's kind of cool.
So Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee today that this is going to be his last year before he retires into something where I'm sure he's not going to make himself the center of attention, whatever that is. But like, have you allowed yourself to think about how good the Steelers can be? Before we get to the Bears, and you wrote a very interesting piece on Ben Johnson and expectations, but how good do you think the Steelers can possibly be with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Matt, it's one of so many games on the Bears' schedule that this schedule is only doable for the Bears if you make a lot of assumptions about things going wrong. If you assume that J.J. McCarthy of the Vikings isn't going to be any good, and you assume that Jordan Love is going to taper off, and you assume that Dallas is headed downward, and you assume that Aaron Rodgers, who the Bears would face in week 12 at home, has got nothing left. Now, in his case, everything from the last few years points toward that. And Lawrence and I have talked about this so many times where Tom Brady skews reality for everybody. And everyone thinks, well, that's what everybody can do now. But there's so many examples of guys that couldn't. Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers. There's a bunch of these guys that it starts breaking down in your late 30s. And Aaron Rodgers, for the last few years, late 30s, early 40s, it has gone along a normal trend line. I don't have any reason to think that he is going to be able to reverse that. Now, he's playing on the best team probably that he's been on in a few years. Best coach, best team. But I don't think he's got anything left. And I know that is a dangerous thing to say, but all of the evidence supports that.
And it's a weird thing. And I heard this mentioned by Jeff Joniak. Every team in the NFC North has a new center.
Oh,
and that could play a role in development and whether these teams are going to be good offensively. Like, that's a fascinating thing to think about. That all new centers all the way around the division.
It's interesting.
By the way, was Olin Krutz the last time the Bears had a real solid good plan at center, Lawrence? Or is there one between him and Drew Dahlman?
Well, they while Olin was here, they tried to create Josh Beekman to be the guy that was going to end up eventually replacing him. Roberto Garza did a good job when Olin left, I thought. of playing center. But no, they've really had no legit plan since then.
Yeah, no, I mean, Cody Whitehair for a few years, but he was never really good enough.
You were always looking to upgrade that position with him in it.
I'm good with giving Roberto Garza some love in that way, Lawrence. I think that's the right answer. It wasn't Hronis Grassou. You know,
he's a little light.
Yeah. Finally, they do have a good plan. I wonder how much Drew Dahlman, who's so smart, is being utilized so far, if at all, by Ben Johnson as he tackles job number one, which is to forge the relationship with Caleb Williams. And Caleb talked about it a little bit at Fanatics Fest. You wrote about it nicely in the Sun-Times just earlier today, because the center could be a big part of forging that bond and relationship moving forward.
Drew Dahlman is certainly a key piece of the equation. And one of the things that people need to remember as they try to set their expectations of what will be success this year for the Bears at large, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, is that even veteran quarterbacks, even guys that have been good and been good for a while, need some acclimation period. There sometimes is a transition period when they have a new offensive coordinator or a new offensive-minded head coach who wants them to play a little bit differently. Even for guys that are proven, it's not always something that clicks right away. And I think you have to know that going in with Caleb Williams, who is not proven, who is very high potential, high talent, showed some, but not proven. And I don't feel like we even know how much he still needs to learn, because last year was just such a murky haze of coaching malpractice. We know that they're changing some of his footwork, which is always difficult to do for any quarterback, proven or otherwise. And it's going to take a little bit of time. I fully expect it to look rough at the start of training camp. And I think you have to build in a little margin for that first month of the season, too.
We saw that Caleb Williams was at the Fanatics Fest, and he was talking a lot about Ben Johnson and that relationship that's growing between them. And, like, look, it's clear that Ben is getting in his kitchen a little bit when it comes to getting stuff right and stopping drills as soon as something goes wrong. How do you feel like Caleb is handling that, and is that what he needs to get to the next thing?
I think someone as prideful as Caleb Williams will not sit here and look at last season and say, yep, I'm good, I'm on the right track. I think that he will fall in line with what everybody in the organization is saying right now, which is our way has not been working. Whether you are a player, an executive, you know, this isn't something to hold on to and to resist change, because doing it this way has gotten you 15 wins in 3 years and got Caleb a rookie season that I'm sure he is not satisfied with at all. So I would think that he looks at that and is frustrated and disappointed with his rookie season and says, how do I make another leap from here? How do I get better? Oh, there's an expert. There's a guy who specializes in this and he wants me to change some things. Okay, let's do that. Let's see where that goes.
He said that he wants to be coached hard, and now it seems like he's being coached hard, and he's saying that he likes it. Does that all ring true and honest to you?
To me, it fits his biography. It fits what I know about him from talking to him and other people going back to age 10. That would follow a straight line from there to now.
Good. Good. I mean, that's what you want. And then We'll see what happens if a learning curve becomes obvious and mistakes become apparent, and he's got to own those and wear that. That'll be interesting to watch. But I don't have any reason to doubt that he's going to handle that well, though. Do you?
I think he's a tremendous talent and very serious person and very serious worker. And the last two guys were serious workers too. Mitch and Justin were serious workers, but they never had Caleb's talent. This is the right combination of talent and mentality. And you have brought in the coach that we all think is the guy for this, the guy who can guide him to where he wants to be. There's a lot of unknowns with Ben Johnson that people don't really want to talk about right now because everybody is really excited about Ben Johnson. But in theory, Ben Johnson is the guy that can help him merge those things, merge his talent and his willingness to work. And that sets Caleb apart both in terms of the talent, like I mentioned, and in terms of the guidance that he's getting compared to the previous two quarterbacks between, you know, John Fox and Matt Eberflus and Matt Nagy and Luke Getsy and Shane Waldron, all of these guys that have been through here that have been unable to do that.
And you wrote about this in the Sun-Times as it pertains to Ben Johnson. I'm curious on, outside of Caleb, because Caleb is clearly, if you're doing the outline, he's Roman numeral one. What do you think is the next most important thing that Ben Johnson has to do?
I think Ben Johnson, and this might take a little time, man, because it's hard to just know all the answers the first time you're doing something, even if you're as talented and well thought of as Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson has to show you total competency. We just got through two and something years of incompetency in a lot of different areas. He has to show you total competency in terms of game management, adjusting the offense to the personnel, intervening on defense when necessary, and managing the season and the weeks and the unexpected things that are going to happen, like injuries and losing streaks, and being able to talk as confidently as he is now when there's really nothing to worry about and nothing to defend. He needs to maintain that same presence, come with that same energy when they're 3-5 or something like that.
So you settled on, as I read the piece, two expectations. One is sort of amorphous and vague, and that's, you know, a quarterback who's clearly ascending with their relationship in a good place by season's end, right? And that makes all the sense in the world. But the other, if I'm reading this right, is this your expectation? Playoff spot. Whose expectation is that in this piece?
Both of those are mine. And I do try to avoid putting amorphous expectations on things, even though that is a kind of a logical way to go through life. I like to be able to kind of put some parameters on what I'm talking about and be a little more specific. So I think in there, I was talking about Caleb Williams needing to be in the top third of the league at his position. So that would be where we want to see him. And I think the playoffs are a reasonable expectation and standard for the Bears. I don't think winning the NFC North is a good place to put your expectations. Not to say that they couldn't, because Matt Nagy did that walking in 2018. It's possible. But I don't think I would start there. I do think there's enough here that even with a first-time head coach, the new offensive play caller working with the young quarterback, some things unproven with Caleb, Ben Johnson still wanting to reshape the personnel a little bit more in Ben's vision, I still think that the playoffs should be the standard this year. I think Caleb Williams in that top third of the league, that top 12 or so quarterbacks, and the Bears in the playoffs, you know, even if it's at 10-7, is our good goals for this year. And Lawrence and I were talking last week about, you know, the expectations on Ben Johnson. And I thought a lot about that in the past week, and I fell back on the same thing that I always go to with every team I cover, no matter what sport. Are you either competing for a championship right now or clearly headed that way? So if you go back to 22, when the Bears went 3-14, they checked the box for me in that year, because even though they're the second worst team in franchise history, they are taking the steps they need to take to get there eventually. The Bulls never check that box for me in the however many past years, because they're never taking steps toward that. With this team for this year, you want to see that they are clearly, indisputably taking steps toward being a contender. Ideally, no later than the 26th season. So to do that, to show conclusive proof that you're headed that way, Caleb Williams needs to be in that top third of the league, and you need to be in the playoffs.
I think that that's all really fair and well said by you.
And specific.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. When you say top third for Caleb, you mean total QBR? Rating? What are you thinking? I like QBR.
Just in the best third. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to measure that.
Yep.
If you're looking at him and saying, you know, there's nobody 13 through 32 that I would have rather had for this season alone, then he's in the top third for me.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you jumping in. Thanks so much for letting us know about the piece in the Sun-Times. I suggest everyone check it out, suntimes.com, the piece about expectations and Ben Johnson and him helping to set where the Bears should be. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Thank you, Jason. Whit Merrifield has just announced his retirement, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I look forward to him signing with the White Sox next week.
9 seasons. Just fell short of the service time. People fight for that 10 years of service time.
Which is why he'll be signing with the White Sox next week.
No,
he's done?
He wrote a retirement letter. One of the things he wrote in it was to Philadelphia. He wrote, "Philly, I liked you way more than you liked me. Sorry I stunk for you." Whit Merrifield got candid in the retirement letter.
Good for him.
Yeah, I know, right?
I thought that would be a guy that played 15 years.
He tried. I think he tried. I think he's been trying to play for a while, and people are like, we're good.
We're all right.
We're good on that.
I just figured that was like the next guy, and he had some seasons, man.
Yeah.
He had some seasons where he was out here just getting on base.
I live my life in a White Sox fever dream, but didn't he get like a spring training invite 1 year?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I think he did.
Like Getz his first year, maybe? Or not his first year. But.
I think he did. Because he was among the second base candidates Leury was still around.
Leury was around, so yeah, there wouldn't have been Whit.
He's around somewhere.
I think he did.
Well, while you're looking that up, yeah. I imagine that Whit Merrifield would love a couple of tickets to the Windy City Smokeout, because who wouldn't? He's got all this time in the world. If you're listening to this show, you're going to have a chance to win general admission tickets to the Windy City Smokeout on Saturday, July 12th. Performances that day include Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets and more information, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. And keep this number in mind, 312-540-0670, because between now and the end of the show, we're going to ask you to call if you want to get those tickets. Don't call now! But at some point before 6 o'clock, we are going to ask you to call. And damn it, you better call.
I have no specific Whit Merrifield White Sox connection in my news searches.
Yeah.
Me neither. I think it's the Mandela effect.
Yeah, everyone here in the room is like, yeah, I remember that being a thing.
Yeah, we all
like,
we
maybe
all
it was a rumor. I was like, everyone, search Bob Nightingale, Whit Merrifield White Sox. Because I remember it was a thing
like
that
the
we
movie
talked
Shazam.
About.
It was also a Cubs possible trade target at some point.
A long time ago, that was a guy that people thought could help get the Cubs over the top. But that's when he was hitting like 300.
Lawrence, I thought of you today when the White Sox made a move. We all thought of you. And then in the show thread, you delivered. And I need you to deliver for the people when we come back on this one. All right.
The White Sox have a new guy.
Yeah.
So they're going to put a quarter in me and ask me to do just empty the clip.
Please.
On all my Avengers jokes
Thank you very much.
Come up with.
It's time.
I will oblige next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
Thor. Odinson. My heir, my firstborn, so long entrusted with the mighty hammer Mjolnir, forged in the heart of a dying star. Its power has no equal as a weapon to destroy or as a tool to build. 'Tis a fit companion for a king.
Yeah, but then we found out a lot of that stuff was a lie.
Look, you're going to have to speak all the Marvel, and I'll play along as best I can.
Well,
and listen, because
Odin had a daughter first. Her name is Hela, and she came back, and she ended up destroying Asgard.
I know, I asked for this.
And Mjolnir,
the
hammer that he's talking about, it turns out that hammer was not there to destroy or build. It was there to harness all of Thor's power, and he actually doesn't need it.
Was that Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, he played Odin.
Wow.
In like a whole bunch of movies.
Oh yeah, well.
Yeah, there's quite a few people with a nice money grab in a lot of these. I was skimming through the Thor movie.
Really, a lot of high-end talent, huh?
What were you saying about Greg Odin?
Still out there.
He's still out there and doing stuff. Noah Syndergaard is the pitcher that was nicknamed Thor when he showed up for the Mets in 2015, made his debut, and was part of that rotation all the way into the World Series against the Royals with the long, flowing blonde hair and the big old fastball that I think they called the hammer, right? I'm pretty sure he was Thor and he had a hammer.
He had 7 really good years. It was like, man, if he can just tap into it. He had one exceptional year in 2016, and he's just kind of been drifting for the last 3 years.
He's one of those guys where velocity has gone away, and he just hasn't found a way to reinvent himself. He hasn't pitched in the big leagues since 2023.
I mean, that is consistent with the Thor story arc.
Tell me.
Well, Thor, in if you look at Avengers Endgame, and if you look at what happened on with him and the Hulk, Thor kind of went on this thing where he lost confidence. He had his hair cut.
This is Lou Ferrigno we're talking about, right?
No.
Okay.
Avengers, something with the Ultron. I don't know what it is. Something with the Ultron.
Okay, so he lost his hair and his confidence.
He lost his hair. He lost his confidence. He ended up losing to Thanos. Man. And because of that, I honestly think that they did a wonderful job with that story arc of him being human almost and him being destroyed because he was supposed to be the strongest Avenger, and yet he got his ass whooped and his brother murdered and his best friend murdered by Thanos. Mm. Spoiler alert. So then he had to go on a hero's journey throughout the end of Endgame. He had to go on a hero's journey to kind of find himself and find purpose again.
And maybe that's where Noah Syndergaard has been, as he got his ass kicked in Cleveland in 2023.
Definitely Thanos.
6 starts. It was Tom Hamilton was Thanos? Makes a lot of sense. Actually, going great, Max.
Yeah, they got a guy in their middle of their lineup who I think probably a little bit more than.
There's a lot of stones in that gauntlet, Max.
A 7.16 ERA for the Dodgers also in 2023.
And you would think that if you were going to get figured out, the Dodgers would be the place where you're going to get figured out.
Yeah. I mean, but those are all starts. I wonder if the White Sox are going to like try and see if he can hump it up there and maybe be a reliever.
There's no downside to the White Sox doing this.
Well, but before we get to the real baseballness of it here, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since Noah Syndergaard has been good. Like, how many Thor movies have there been?
All of them, pretty much. No, a lot of Thor movies have been released since Noah Syndergaard has been good. And at one point, Natalie Portman was Thor. See, this is where we're at.
I learned that today in the show thread.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that Natalie Portman had ever been Thor. I can't even compute. Even figure it out.
That's canon, actually. Like, that was a whole thing inside the comic book world. Like, even before the movie, it was a whole thing of, like, Thor number one, and there's a woman on the cover with Mjolnir.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I thought that they did an interesting job in Thor Love and Thunder of trying to explain it and explain it away. Hmm. But yeah, it's canonically sound.
What would Brian Bannister do with Natalie Portman, you think? What kind of stuff does she have? What kind of, you know, I don't know about her mechanics. I don't know what Bannister would do.
Good
with
for
her.
A long time, I think. Mechanics have been really good, really solid, yeah, consistent.
Yeah, I didn't get a single laugh when I shared a picture of her in The Professional today as an example of knowing her since A-ball.
Yeah, I feel like that's on a line.
I'm saying is that's when she was pitching an A-ball.
It's just because, you know, that movie. And
I didn't say anything about it.
And how a lot of people felt about that movie still.
That's a fun movie.
Thank you, Daniel Norris.
Still a bit creepy.
Oh, for 100% creepy. That's part of its charm, though.
Do you know I remember her on Saturday Night Live, and when she did, when she plays against type, whenever they have her on Saturday Night Live, like she is a filthy like rap artist.
Yeah, was she in Lazy Sunday?
Yeah, she's been in a bunch of their things, and I remember being like, I really like her, and like she's gorgeous. I remember Dan being like, I can introduce you to 10 girls that look like Natalie Portman. And I'm like,
I went to a Jewish summer camp with all of them.
That's exactly what he said. And I was like, no, you cannot, sir. You cannot introduce me to 10 women who look like Natalie Portman. He's like, no. And then he'd be like, let me tell you what her last name was before she changed it and all that other stuff.
I see.
Yeah. Like, you don't know 10 women. But yeah, there have been a lot of.
I don't think he knew 10 women.
There have been a lot of Thor movies.
Yeah.
Storylines. Changes, storylines, Thors even.
Pick a Hemsworth. They throw the Hemsworths at you.
And that's another thing that happened. So inside of the Thor movie, there is a play about Thor and his brother Loki. And they are one of the other Hemsworth plays the actor playing Thor.
Okay. Texters are saying, so what you're saying is the White Sox got fat Thor?
Yeah, fat Thor. So
that's too bad.
So after Infinity War, when, spoiler alert, when the Avengers lose, Thor blames himself and he goes on a self-destructive path, where he just eats ice cream, drinks beer, plays video games, and yells at people online on his PS5.
Been there, Thor. Been there, buddy.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, and then he kind of has to go through another hero's arc to get to be worthy again.
Got it. Well, maybe it could happen. Maybe it could happen for Noah Syndergaard here with the White Sox.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Speaks. The Avengers don't even exist anymore. In 2025,
that's how late they are.
The Avengers don't even exist. Now they're going to exist again.
All right.
But for right now, in 14 months, spoiler alert, in 14 months, the Avengers are going to, they're going to recreate themselves. But as for now, they don't exist. Captain America is a 110-year-old man that went and lived out his life in an alternate timeline, didn't do a damn thing about racism while he was doing it. He just wanted to be in love, so he went back to the 40s so he could just be with Peggy Carter, which I totally understand.
Wow.
But he just went back there, and then he was like, no, I'm going to fix racism by giving Sam the shield. And then what he didn't know is that people hated the idea of a black man having that shield.
So it didn't work.
Right. Which was the whole point of the first Captain America movie slash show. And now people are, I think, kind of getting with it and all that stuff. So there's that. Tony Stark is dead. Spoiler alert. And he's not coming back, even though Robert Downey Jr. is playing Dr. Doom.
Okay.
And people think, oh, well, he'll just be playing Tony. And then they'll look at him and be like, oh, my God, you're Tony. No, he's Victor Von Doom. It's a whole different thing.
So Syndergaard in the rotation by August is what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Now see that.
I think of seeing Syndergaard on a rainy day in Palm Beach in the Lululemon. We were in Palm Beach. It was pouring rain, and so we're in the mall, and about five Mets were in the Lululemon store. Because of the, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, that age group, that's the kind of stuff they like. You know, that Lululemon has that kind of stuff. And Syndergaard was in there.
Amazing. Amazing. Look, here's the truth about the baseball part of it, okay? There are multiple levels on which you have to exist when you're in a rebuild. And one of them is fielding a big league team. And maybe finding a little something you could flip at the deadline. I'm not saying they're going to be able to flip Syndergaard. But what I am saying is they might be able to flip a guy like Aaron Civale. Civale the other day threw seven innings. A day after they lost Davis Martin and Cam Boozer to the injured list, and this was after a doubleheader and a bullpen day, and he gave them length. He gave them seven innings. You need people to do that kind of stuff for you. And you can dream of a sign-in flip. Of course, the most famous sign-in flip in this town's history being Scott Feldman for Pedro Strop and Jake Arrieta. If you can find a sucker, you can turn 1 year of nothing into 7 years of something.
It's a lot of work for a guy that hasn't pitch consistently in 3 years.
I know, but if he wants to take a shot and give you some innings in August for a team going nowhere, you have to do that as well. That's your job as a team in a rebuild, is to find some people to do that so you don't waste bullets from young pitchers who could blow up at any time and still get through your season.
At this
point, it's ugly, but it's a true need.
At this point, I don't know if there is a Marvel superhero that you would want the White Sox to sign. Like, I'm going through the roster, like, right now,
like an existing
in the MCU.
One?
I guess Bucky, because he has a vibranium arm, but he's also 110 years old. So there's that. Sam won't take the super soldier serum, so he's just a regular guy. So you don't want that either.
Spider-Man.
Too young? No one knows. No one knows who he is.
Joe Nuxall was 15 when he pitched for the Reds.
No one knows who he is. And I'm guessing that the ball would stick.
They acquired Bruce Banner, but, like, you know, the Hulk, he's just too apathetic. He can't get mad enough to unleash his powers.
Banny will fix him. Banny will unleash Bruce Banner's power.
I mean, I guess the White Sox could sign Ironheart. That series, I think, comes out today, right? It comes out tonight. Ironheart is Riri Williams, who is a 15-year-old. I guess now they've aged her out. She's now in college, but she's a genius, and she's kind of the heir to the Iron Man throne. And a lot of people don't like that, even though that's canon. Shout out to Eve Ewing, who wrote an incredible Ironheart series. Fantastic.
I love Ironheart.
There's a character called Thaddeus Ross. In the Marvel
Universe? Yes, Thaddeus Thunderbolt
Ross. What about
Ross.
Him?
What about Thaddeus?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's Harrison Ford.
So there you go.
He's the president.
How about Daredevil?
Daredevil is now back into the MCU. That would be a good choice.
I love
Although
that movie.
I'd rather have him as a fielder than a pitcher.
Would you go see Daredevil?
Even though he's
blind.
Which
one is that now?
That's Ben Affleck's new movie about the guy who's a blind crime fighter who turns into Daredevil. True story.
The greatest. One of my radio thrills, being able to play that for Mad Dog. He said, oh, that is funny. You're right.
and didn't Francesa and Syndergaard have beef?
Oh, big time. Tanny put that in the thread. It was amazing. Francesa.
So he saw him in the mall, and then they had beef on Twitter.
Yeah, he said the Mets are better off without him at one point, and Syndergaard responded, damn, I didn't know you were still alive. Congrats.
Yes, texters and everyone in the mob. Riri is also from the South Side. So
there you go.
So we could have her pitch for the White Sox.
That is a natural.
There, we finally found someone. Amazing. That's willing to pitch for the White Sox along with Thor.
I knew you'd deliver. I knew you'd deliver when they put Thor on your baseball team. To me, I'm like, oh, it's got Lawrence Holmes' name all over it. Thank you.
Next up, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Her pretty head. Spoiler alert.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
California, stay away from here. Stay away from here now. Don't come in here. Whatever you hear, stay away.
I took a souvenir.
What's going on over there?
Put the gun down.
I saw you with the box. Who's in the box? What's in the box?
Not until you give me the
what's
gun.
In the box?
Lawrence, when we sometimes get packages here at the Score, you always wonder what's in the box. You never know. But the listeners, every once in a while, they'll send stuff. And I wanted to share two things with you and the listeners, okay? One is from Jerry in South Bend, who has sent excellent things before. The Gwagi hats that we have, one of which is now in the home of Matt Miller, ESPN NFL draft
He never
expert.
Gets it on screen, though. We got to work on the way that he is blocking his shot.
But you guys heard of Gwagi? Go up and get it, guys.
Yes, sir. But Jerry in South Bend heard me talking about getting my nostrils waxed to get the hair out. And he sent this in. Please don't wax your nostrils. I experienced sympathetic eye watering just listening to your story. And he sent me this tremendous Golden Birdie Royal Nose Hair Trimmer, which is an excellent item. I actually have one at home now that I had purchased, but now I have a work one.
May I see that?
Yes, you may. And if you're interested, I might even re-gift it to you. I saw this nose hair trimmer and it screamed you. If you're interested, because I have one at home. Would you like it? Do you have a nose hair issue every once in a while?
I think everyone does.
I think everyone does. If you'd like that.
But I have a trimmer, so.
No. Take that. It's better. And it's hand active.
All right.
If that's really a phrase. Is that a phrase? I don't think so.
What?
I don't know. It's manual. That's what I'm.
Jerry?
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Jerry in South Bend. And then I got this card, a condolence card about my dad. Okay.
That's very nice.
And this listener wrote, Der Spiegel, think of all the times you had to share with your beloved pops. The love you had for him, he gave back to you. Belmont Avenue, Terry and Dan, that's how far back I go. 79 years old and still listening to you and the rest of your mob. Said a prayer for you and your pops, the man in your life. Love ya. Grandma in Mount Prospect.
That's very nice.
My goodness. I got chills when I read it the first time. I got chills again. This is the power of the score, isn't
M-O-B.
It?
M-O-B.
Yes, Joey Pants. But like, 79 years old. Grandma, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending that note. It meant a lot.
I ran into Drew in Andersonville, who texts often, on Saturday at Do Right Donuts.
Oh, you were telling me. And Drew has a list.
Drew has a doc with all of the recommendations of people from the score. And he's like, I was looking at my recommendations of donut places. And there you were.
That's amazing. He was in a donut place that you had recommended.
That was in his doc. And then he got donuts there. And we talked about donuts. And he's like, look, I got all the places that Dan would say. I got Spieg stuff. I got Layla stuff.
That's awesome.
That's pretty nice.
It is. Listeners, we have a relationship. Even if we don't know you as well as you know us, the relationship is real and it matters.
He may need to send that doc to us for all the times we're not listening to each other when we're giving these recommendations.
That's a good point.
What was that?
See, when we come back, let's get a catching clinic.
Dude, one of the Flying Molina brothers.
Yeah, Benji Molina is going to join us, and we're going to talk about catching and the Cardinals because he does Cardinals broadcast. So we're going to talk about that team and his career and everything else next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.